I've had a bad day. Not like a tragic, horrific, horrible day. I've had those, but today was just one of those, cranky, shut the fuck up kind of days. So that's what I'm going to do. Now, I recorded some excellent audio with Ed from Texas over the weekend. Well, actually, let me clarify. It was a great conversation. The audio was not so great because Skype behaved kind of like a bitch. So, see, this is how the whole story comes together. Had there been time and a lower crankiness degree, I might have edited that audio and you might have heard that tonight. We discussed lots of things. Ed's a very cool guy, very smart guy. We talked about Republicans and we also talked about the upcoming Palooza. Because your choices are already known. Well, you're going to hear that Ed audio. It's not, even though it's got some Skype issues, you're still going to hear it. That will probably come out next week, either as a full episode or if I can't salvage enough, then as part of a fun episode. Plus some excellent content that the contributors were afraid was too raunchy, even for deadpan. And more, and including your stuff. But wait, well, we'll get to that. I'm completely frazzled here. So, where was I? So Ed, yes, Ed will be heard on a future Deadpan. Other great content will be heard, including your stuff. But in the meantime, the Palooza voting is open. Your choices are High Fidelity, which was a John Cusack movie, but also a marvelous Nick Hornby book. You can do either or both. Blade Runner, which has many, many different versions, and has already received a fair bit of attention from some fans of the book and different versions of the film and around Deadpan. And again, any combination of the various DVD editions and or the short story from Philip K. Dick to Android's Dream of Electric Sheep is acceptable. And finally, Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension. And yes, there were comics made, but really all that you need to do is watch the movie if you want to take part. So go out and vote. The link will be in the show notes, but I can read it off to you if you're really insane. It is surveymonkey.com/s/HCGH5Q2. All right, so anyway, as you figured out, this is an unshow. Thank you for tuning in to the unshow. I'm not sure the state of the pan lately. It's been awfully quiet, and we've all been busy, including myself, and I don't know. I still would love to do a meetup sometime next year. I think it would still be a wonderful thing to do, and I want you to start thinking about it. We'll probably try to do it around the same time, sometime in the spring. But as of right now, I know that there's some wedding and other stuff that I'm going to need to do in the month of March. Not my wedding, just other wedding stuff in the month of March. So we still have not yet locked down a meetup date. All right, enough babble. Holy crap. Let's just do comments and get out of here. Raquel Solomon says, "You know what? Ellipsis, after reading this, I can't stand by Paterno or certain Penn State officials at all. Someone should have done something. Read it for yourself if you can stand to. Sandusky grand jury findings, very descriptive trigger warning. CBSChicago.files.wordpress.com." Chuck Reynolds says, "This guy is seriously running for president? Ugh, ellipsis." Danny Cutler says, "Sheila D. on the creativeside.com dash with Evo Terra." Lee Roberts says, "I don't have a sandbox nor a beard like the other Brian Wilson, but I can definitely relate to the creative drought part." HTTP go. Oh. Those are random Facebook comments. Mouse click. Just a Joe says, "Aha! Soon we will know all of your country's secrets, and then, ellipsis. All caps, all your base belongs to us. Mwahahahaha! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point." Amy Bowen says, Star shuffles in sheepishly. Star, morning pan, sorry for not being around more. I've been busy working and procrastinating on my NaNoWriMo novel. Yes, I will gladly host Secret Santa again. It's now one of my Christmas traditions. I'll make a formal announcement on Thursday. Editor's note, you know, life is busy. I'm glad you're still out there, Amy. That's awesome. And I appreciate you running the Deadpan Secret Santa again this year. Also awesome. But, you know, no one ever has to apologize for, you know, getting busy with other stuff in life and having Deadpan, you know, drop on your priority list. No one has to apologize for that. DJ Bunny says, and my statue should have motorized necks so they can seem to follow your movements, and I need to put in a fountain and dye the water red. That would really freak out the neighbors. DJ Bunny says, 1985. Vanamon says, disliked the book, disliked the movie even more. DJ Bunny says, the DVR write-up. Boarding school student Kathy and her unsuspecting friends make a horrifying discovery about themselves following an escape from the academy where they've all grown up in this captivating psychological sci-fi drama. Wheat thins break. Nomad Scry says, that's because I dodged. Holy crap, I chose a lot this week. Retro says, can't say I'm a fan of feminine underarm hair either, but there are those dudes with back hair sticking out their shirt collars. They could meet with some trimmers as well. LOL. It was kind of strange for the topless robot dude to devote half his article on how distracting female underarm hair is. Espy says, Carrot, I hope you knew I meant Hunger Games, not Twilight. Ditto says, Espy smash. And finally, the first of the week, Vanamon says, random thoughts frozen in amber. Holy crap, I've gone like 8 minutes. I could throw Decathlon in and call this an episode. But I will not do that. I'll end the show right now. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being Deadpan. Deadpan is still the way, even if the way is quieter these days. Anyway, I said I was going to end this now. Good night, Mike.